Hello, everyone. How are we doing today? Come on in. Let's talk private coaching. I'm so excited about this, y'all. All right. How is everybody doing today? Let me know if you can hear me in the chat. Let me change my name to start. I'm Coach Betsy. And we are going to be talking about all things no BS private coaching. And when I say we, I mean all my people here. So I'm going to bring them up. I've got Coach Dina coming on. I have got Coach Shannon coming on. Oh, if I can get this thing to stop bouncing around. Come on. Come on, Zoom. All right. I have got Coach Judith. There she is. Let me get us all to where we can see each other. Okay, Judith. And all right. Unmute. Everybody unmute and show your video. We can all talk together. Hi.
Good morning.
This is so fun. All right. And so we are going to talk here about private coaching. Come on, Shannon. There you are. Oh, wait, but I can't hear you. You're muted. All right. So before we get started, oh my gosh, Jody just literally signed up for private coaching today, not knowing that this call was today.
Oh, fun.
Meant to be. I can't wait, Jody. Can't wait for you to get started. All right. So we also have a few of our private coaching clients, our current clients that are going to be coming on here in a little while. So if I've talked to you this week, I see Laura and Deidre, I see y'all already raising your hand, which is awesome. I'm also maybe looking for, where are my notes? Amy, Elizabeth, or Wanda, maybe. Oh my gosh, y'all are so good. Okay. Oh, I'm so excited. Can't wait to hear from y'all too. So, all right. Well, let's talk about what we're going to do today. All about private coaching and if it's right for you. What I really want all of you all to leave from the call today, and Coach Dina taught me about this because she's so good at doing all these panel calls, is really talking with y'all about what we want y'all to get out of this call. And I really want y'all to leave the call today really knowing if private coaching is for you and is something that you're interested in looking into, or if it is not for you, because it is not for everyone. And so that is really our goal today. So that's what we're going to work on. That's what we're going to work towards. And how are we going to do that today? So first off, we're going to hear from all these amazing coaches, me and Dina and Judith and Shannon, because we work with private coaching and in the private coaching program here at No BS every day. And so we see the successes, we see all the amazing transformations. And so we want to share some of those with you all. We're also going to hear from a few clients I just mentioned, and their hands are raised over there. So we'll be bringing them up in just a little while. And so we want y'all to hear from fellow members who are meeting with coaches every week and doing their, doing homework in between and really getting so much out of private coaching so that we can share that experience with you all. And then finally, at the end of the call, I am going to be really just sharing the features of private coaching and talking about kind of how it works. And so some of you all may have some questions about how it works, how much it costs, all of that kind of stuff. And we're going to be doing that towards the end of the call. And so just hold off on your questions until then, because they'll probably get answered back at the end of the call if they don't get answered sooner. Coach Shannon is going to be in the chat just kind of monitoring things for us and seeing if there might be any questions in there. I can kind of keep an eye on the chat too. And but if you all are just going through the call and you see that your question isn't getting answered, feel free to put that in the Q&A box and we will get that answered before we get out of here today. So let's get going. All right. So because the time is gonna go. It's gonna fly by. So all right, let's get started with hearing from the coaches and just talking to y'all about, I was talking to y'all earlier this week and really wanted y'all to think about one success story inside private coaching that you all want to talk about and why it was such a success. And then also just your thoughts around, you know, if private coaching is right for someone or if maybe it's just not the right fit for someone. So if a member came, just walked up to you maybe at a camp or at an event, and they said, should I do private coaching? What would your answer be? So, Dina, since you're right next to me, I will let you go first.
Which would you like to hear? Why I think private coaching or like one of my success?
Do both.
Okay.
Do both. I think that'd be good.
Okay. I want to introduce myself. I'm Coach Dina. I'm part of the coaching team. I'm Mexican American and born and raised in Hawaii with lots of cultural foods and had tried so many diets. And the thing that attracted me to No BS was that whole concept of eating the foods that I grew up with and that I enjoyed, because trust me, when you eat my mom's chile rellenos, you can't figure out points or calories, because unless you're standing next to the woman, she does not use recipes or measurements, puts it together. So it was nigh impossible. So this to figure out those things. But when I heard of No BS and that you could learn to start listening to your body and trusting your bodies and doing the four basics and lose weight, I was like, yep, sign me up. So that's the message that I love to share. You hear me talking about it all the time because it's transformed my whole life and my weight loss journey. So a person that comes to mind when I think about a success with one of my clients was, she came to me for weight loss and we coached about that, right? We coached about finding the foods that she loved, what felt good in her body, started to coach on trusting herself and being curious, listening to what she came to me week after week. Then it started opening up, right? What happened was that she made the decision to go dairy-free and gluten-free because she had sensitivity towards those things. And through coaching, what allowed her to discover was that she was choosing the foods that she loved. And she had to work through those thoughts of restriction when it came out, like the inflammation came down. She was telling me how her gums felt better because she was choosing to do that along with the four basics. I don't think she would have discovered that readily without hearing her coaching, testing things together. It was so exciting because it helped her through that thought work and allowed her to find that clarity and ease that I find with No BS. So that's what's so exciting about coaching, that you can find that unique opportunity that fits your path and your life. Like, you get to concentrate on you. Who would benefit from private coaching? My thing is, like, I love analogies. Shannon pointed that out, that I use a lot of analogies. And I thought of the analogy of a personal trainer at the gym. Like, you can go to the gym and you can use all of the equipment. You can go to classes to get all the benefit you need. Like, that's how No BS is, right? But maybe you want to sign up for a personal trainer. Like, what's wrong with that? So it's the same thing. I would say maybe you want to work on something specific, like your biceps or your thought work, right? It's the same analogy. You can get one-on-one attention and guidance with a personal trainer or with a coach, and maybe you just want to, right? I feel like many times as women, we don't do stuff that we just want to do. Like, why not? Like, this is something that I want to work on. This is something for me. This is what I want. And we don't get that messaging enough that, yeah, you can do it because you wanna. So that's my message.
I love that analogy, Dina, that about a personal trainer versus just going to the gym and maybe, you know, Googling some workouts and things like that, right? You can get the same results, but it might take a little bit longer. You're not, you know, you're figuring things out instead of working with an expert on who knows how to really guide you and get you the results that you want in, you know, in maybe a faster time frame or an easier way to go on it. So I love that comparison. All right, Coach Judith, you're up next. Tell us about maybe a success story and why you think private coaching might be right for some of our members.
All right. I'm Coach Judith. Oh, was there a delay? I'm Coach Judith. I've lost about 80 pounds with no BS, and I've been here, have I been a coach for 2 years now? A little over 2 years. And so, you know, this question, it's so funny, even as I'm sitting here right now, I'm like, this is like asking about my favorite child. Like, no, they're all success stories in their own right and trying to, and here's the other thing. So many of us have so many similar issues, right? We all think we're unique, but after coaching this long and recognizing the common thread that all women have, with that said, I think of my each client has had their level of success, like Coach Gina was saying, with what they have brought to the table. And I'm also super fortunate that one of my I would consider one of my best success stories is going to be speaking a little later on tonight. Can you tell like where my brain is? And if someone asked me if private coaching was right for them, my first thought is, if you're asking me, yes, right? If you have that thought in your head, then the answer is a yes. And then I could pause and let you think a minute and see what comes up. But I have three good questions that I thought would be relevant to ask them. And that is, have you achieved all the results you want in your life? Have you run out of things to improve in your life? And, are you looking to unlock answers in yourself? And if you answered no to two of the questions or yes to the one, then yes, then private coaching is for you, right? If you, depending on the answer of that question, I realized how I phrased it. They were all supposed to be no's. So if you answered no to any of them, I can't read my own writing here this morning. But that, I think also if they ask me if they should do private coaching, I would say you could do private coaching. We replaced that should with a could.
Judith, be sure and once you type those questions in the chat, because they're wanting to know exactly what those questions are. That would be amazing. We'll also include it on the replay and the call notes of this, because those are some amazing questions. And yeah, like I was pondering those questions as you were asking them. And it's like, no, of course not. There are going to always be things that I want to achieve and want to accomplish forever and ever till my last day on this earth. Mm-hmm. So I always say I'll have a coach for the rest of my life, because I just truly believe in the power of coaching. So, and there were a couple of other things in the chat that I didn't want to lose them, because they were just so good about, someone said, yes, I feel a lot of this can be used not only weight loss, but also teaches about mental weight, which can be used in everyday life, right? And I know all of us, we work with clients definitely who want the result of weight loss, but so often, I think I've been doing this the longest, I've just seen it happen so many times where we start working with a client on weight loss and we get into working on a relationship, or we get into working on their thoughts around work, or we get into time management things, right? We're always eating and overeating because of thoughts we have about something in our lives, right? And so it just becomes something different or something more when you're working with a private coach, and you can really work on that and just start diving deep into those things right away with private coaching. All right. And there was one other thing that was so good. So often having someone to listen to you and help you guide yourself in the right direction is what is needed. I really, truly see us as guides, right? We're walking alongside our clients and helping them see what maybe they just can't see. And that's what my coach does for me. And that's what we do for our clients. So I love that. That was beautiful. All right. Coach Shannon, tell us about you and a success story with your private coaching.
Yes. So I also, I'm private coaching and Ask Coaches on Facebook. I've been around since 2017. And besides weight loss, the thing I think I worked on the most was self-acceptance. And when we don't accept ourselves, we fall into these patterns of like people-pleasing and perfectionism. And so a lot of the clients that I work with come to me with these, this all or nothing thinking, like, which keeps us in procrastination mode. It keeps us from taking the steps that we want to take forward. And so when I was thinking about a client that I saw a lot of success in, and seeing a lot of success in, is someone working on self-love. She came to me originally just wanting to lose the weight, you know, mainly that was the first thought. And then as we kind of dug in a little bit, it was very, you know, she noticed that it was a self-acceptance thing. And so we started to kind of just open up the discussion about self-acceptance and self-love. She went through the self-love course and she, you know, she would do the work each week and then we would come back together and we would discuss it. And the thing that I loved from that whole experience is that it was like showing her how she could take the small doable actions and how that those things were like what would create the life that she wants. And when we get into this like perfectionism and this place where we're not accepting ourselves, like it's really hard to see like what could I do? You know, like none of it seems to be enough. And so I know for me, like what I would say if someone asked me about like, is private coaching right for me? We have all these tools in OBS. Like we have so many things at our fingertips. And I just look at it as like a toolbox. It's like, you know, it's like, what tools do we want in our toolbox? So we have the NoBS program, which is amazing. We have Facebook, which is amazing. Ask coaches, all of those things. But it's like, when you hire a private coach, you have someone that's just there to like listen to you from a neutral place. And I think as women, we really just need to be listened to sometimes. So it's like us holding space. And then us working as like a team together to figure it out, like we're pilot and co-pilot together, you know, like what's next? Where do we go? Where can I go? What's possible? I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things that I found is like that possibility is opened. And so.
Yeah. So what would you say to someone who maybe walked up to you and said, should I do private coaching?
Mm-hmm. I would say you're ready to take your life to like just the next level. Absolutely. Because I think even as coaches, like I know all of us have talked about it. I know I talked to my other friends who are in coaching and like, you know, I can give advice to someone, but then I go and need that same advice for myself. We can't see it for ourselves. So it's like the second set of eyes. And so, yes, I would say absolutely. It's like taking a chance on yourself and giving yourself that next level of, you know, something that you need.
I love
and shout out to the team, right? Like shout out to our coaching team, because we not only love coaching, we get coached ourselves. Like we believe in coaching, because you hear Corinne talk about how she gets coached. The team gets coached. We get an opportunity to get coached ourselves in the team. And we support, like I've worked in a lot of places and like the support that we have in the coaching team too. Like the other day, Coach Yesenia was in our team Slack and she's like, hey, do you guys have like a good example for people pleasing? Like everybody jumps in and helps each other. So we have support within the NoBS team in general, but like even on the coaching team, we are dedicated to each other's successes. It's not like, oh, you know, like I want to be the better coach or, you know, she's the better coach. No, like we are a coaching team and we bring that to our clients. Like if there's something that our client needs, we have the hive mind of all the coaches. And we believe in coaching. We share what we learn on a weekly basis. Like I've read this book. I've read this, or listened to this podcast. It's really an amazing resource, I think.
Yes. And like, we're always just, you know, we're always wanting to support you all and to guide you all and to coach you all in different ways. And we're always sharing that with each other and just always trying to, you know, taking Corinne's lead, right? Of always thinking about you all and thinking about how we can make things easier for you all and things like that. All right. There's some great questions in the chat, and I'm also seeing some in the Q&A. We're definitely going to get those answered. One thing that when you were talking, Dina, I've been thinking about this because I've just been thinking about how we're coaches, right? And, you know, there's football coaches and there's other kinds of coaches, but I've been thinking about being a sport, like comparing being a life coach to being like a football coach, because it's a little bit different because the football coach doesn't go out and play a football game every week. As life coaches, we are living life while we are coaching other people on living their lives. And so I think that's what really makes us so unique as with the work that we do, is that we are living life and looking at our thoughts and, you know, and just like coaching ourselves and living life while we're also coaching other people. So we really are walking alongside them and experiencing so many of the same things that they're experiencing. I still binge sometimes. I still, you know, don't manage my time very well, right? All these kinds of things. And I think that's what the magic of life coaching is, that we can share our personal experiences and we can really help to normalize that for our clients and really just help them see that you really can accomplish so much while also not being perfect and just being human. Y'all got any other thoughts on that?
I was just going to add that same kind of similar, but like, it's like we are learning. We did learn. We are learning how to build trust in ourselves. And I think that's one of the biggest like things that I see in the relationship with my private clients, is that they start to build that trust within themselves. It's like we've helped them do that because we've already been on that journey for ourselves. We're still on that journey, but like, yeah.
And I also think of, you know, and Betsy, I believe it was you that kind of coined this phrase to me, that, you know, we're just a couple minutes ahead, you know, in the coaching, we're just a couple of minutes ahead of where our clients are. And that gives us that ability to have such good insight and wisdom as we coach.
Yes. We can offer them perspective, right? Offer you all perspective in terms of just, but sometimes our clients are a little bit ahead of us, you know, in other areas, right? I learn from my clients all the time too. So,
yeah, my favorite is sharing that inner wisdom that everybody has and just, yeah, like show. I always tell my clients, like, that's my favorite part of my job, is showing you that you have it, that it's in you, that you can access it. And then, you know, you can continue practicing it. It's such a valuable wealth that you have in yourself. And that's awesome as a coach to be able to share other people to other people.
We really do. We really do all have everything we need inside of us. And so I think as coaches, sometimes it's just, our job is just to remind you all of that, right? Is just to point that out and to remind you all, because yeah, we really do have everything we need inside of us. And we do deserve to work on ourselves, right? I know a lot of new clients that come in, they sometimes have doubts if they really deserve to be in private coaching and to, you know, that they're worthy of that. And so that may be the first thing that we work on in the private coaching space, is to just really practice and remind ourselves that we do deserve to, you know, to work on ourselves and to improve ourselves and to have this support in place and to care for ourselves in this way. So again, that may be something that you can work on in private coaching right when you first sign up. So, all right, well, let's hear from some clients. I think this will be fun. So I'm going to bring up, I think I'll just bring you all up maybe one at a time. So Laura, you're first on my list. So I'm going to have you come up and talk about your experience in private coaching. How fun is this, y'all? So cool. All right. Oh, let me ask you to unmute.
Okay.
There we go. Let me see. Ask you to start your video. There you are.
All right. Hello.
Yes. How are you? Yeah.
I'm good. It's been a solid 30 minutes since we did our private coaching session. So.
I just talked to Laura just a little while ago this morning. So tell us kind of what has been your biggest successes in private coaching, why you might recommend private coaching to someone else, just anything you'd like to tell us.
I think when I started, you know, there is a lot when you first join and it can feel almost overwhelming. And I know Corinne talks about it like being Netflix. And when you first start, I think it's so exciting to see the wins that you get when you start doing the four basics. And I think what as my life has changed since I joined, you know, my role and work and, you know, just time that I had to devote to this has changed. Private coaching has become this tether to it. It's this time that I know I'll have to talk with people, you know, who speak the same language around the four basics and around the, you know, the ends and just making sure that I really reflect on those things. You know, it's easy to spend a lot of time thinking about how you would execute things. And at a certain point, you just have to start doing them. And for people that, I guess, like myself, that can have a very all or nothing thought process, it can be appealing to just kind of sit on the couch and try to think your way through every obstacle that could arise until you feel like you'd be perfectly prepared for it. And that's just not life. So getting to work with you weekly on having that tether back to it, you know, being able to refocus on multiple goals, like you said, weight loss, life, work, you know, all of time management, all of those different things, and have someone really know where you've been and know where you are and see from an outside perspective things that you don't see in yourself is really helpful.
Oh, that's amazing. So that there were a couple of things that I really want to emphasize what you said, Laura, about. And actually, before we do that, someone reminded me, thank you so much, Kimba, reminded me about the live transcript. So I'm going to enable that. This is actually a new feature of Zoom that we has been enabled. And so if any of you all are interested in turning on your live transcript, you will do that down at the bottom. And so, but I have enabled it. So now we can see, we can read what we're saying. So a couple of things that you said, Laura, that I think is really what makes private coaching different and so valuable is that it is your time. It is a dedicated 25 minutes a week of your time with a coach one-on-one. And that can be so valuable because we all live lives where we have a lot of choices in how we want to spend our time. And so just to have that 25 minutes a week of really intentional focus on what you're working on, what you want to talk about is just it's priceless. It can be priceless for us. Mm-hmm. And another thing you were talking about was, I think just kind of to go along with that is in terms of it's private, right? I mean, it's private coaching, so it's private. And so that may really resonate with some of you all in terms of there may be some of you all who aren't comfortable getting on coaching calls and talking about things. And so that's another reason we offer this option for members is that it gives you the privacy that maybe you want with some of these things that we're talking about. And so that just, you know, can be a good fit for some of our members. So anything else?
I think, like I was saying, though, moving through different stages in your life, you know, there may be parts of the program that are easier to accomplish at one stage in your life that become more challenging as you have kids or take a different role at work or retire or, you know, all kinds of different things come up as you move through life. And what may have worked well at one point may become a different challenge or opportunity. And so having someone to be able to reflect on that and to having someone who has worked with different people at all of those stages just makes it seem less daunting or like you're less alone as you move through those or like you're not failing as you try to take on different challenges in life. And it's just a way to normalize that and give you insight that you might not have been able to see on your own.
That's another great point where I know I've been doing this long enough now where I've worked with some of my clients for several years now and just different things come up and different life things happen. And so I can think about my client that I've had the longest and all of the things that we've worked on over the years. We've all been through COVID, right? We've all been through, I know I work with a lot of empty nesters, right? I work with people who have had job changes. What about y'all? What coaches? What else have you worked on kind of life transitions? Can you think of any other ones?
I have two clients who, one who's I don't want to say, you know, she's almost 80 and she is dealing with the transition of putting her husband in a nursing home. I mean, these are things like she wants the privacy and doesn't want to lean on her family. And I provide that safe space for her to have candid conversations and to support her.
Yes.
I have a lot of like professionals that are super busy. It's so easy to let life just happen. Several doctors that I coach that if they did not schedule, like you have to schedule your own, you know, like workout times, coaching times, and to have that dedicated time to share, like what for you to take care of yourself. Like many of those professionals take care of, I have teachers that take care of many people, but they need to schedule time to take care of themselves. And I think that's a benefit too.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about stages of relationships, like stages of relationships with your children and then adult children and, you know, all the things that come up with that. And then your husband or your spouse or partner, you know, the different stages, there's just so many different things that happen just with different relationships in your life.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Laura. I'm going to bring up our next client. Appreciate it. All right. So next up, we've got Miss Deidre. Who's another one of my clients. I swear we'll get to other people's clients. been working with
I don't think you'll find a team that like loves their clients, right? Like we talk, you know, like we are invested too. Like what you care about, we care about. Like we'll like I go to sleep thinking about my clients and about you know what they share. And you hear it like in coaching calls with Corinne, the whole coaching team is that way too. Like, yeah, we will be your biggest cheerleaders effortlessly because yeah.
Yeah. And we, that really comes through, Dina, when, I mean, I know often I'm listening to a coaching call or I'm listening to a podcast, maybe even outside of No BS. And I think about one of my clients. And so that's one of the things that we do for private clients is that we just pop on into Slack, which is our messaging app that we use. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but we just pop in. And so maybe Deidre, one time I might tell her, I know I've done this with you before, Deidre, where it's just, hey, I was thinking about you when I heard this coaching call. I'd love for you to listen to it. And then we can talk about it on our next session. And so that's the, you know, that's what you get in private coaching that you're not getting, you know, just being in the membership. So, it's definitely, we're always thinking about our clients and how we can help them, you know, better and better all the time. All right, Miss Deidre, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. So tell us about your success in private coaching and kind of what you've been working on.
Mine is a little bit different journey, I think, than a lot of people because I am, would you call me, it's Penta OG? I've been here, I think, 5 years, like when it was just you and Kathy who were coaching. And the first time I signed up and my thought was I want to coach to lose weight. I'm just not getting it. And I think we worked together about 5 months the first time. And what ended up happening is the weight loss kind of went to the side because over the course of our coaching, there were a lot of situations that kept coming up with my dad and my mother-in-law and the new stage in life, like we were talking about. And I'm a huge, at the time, I was eating in response to that rather than hurting other people's feelings in my mind. That's what my thoughts were. And so the weight loss kind of took a back seat and we worked on those relationships. And by the end of it, it was phenomenal how much my thoughts and reactions and choices that I was making with my dad and mother-in-law changed. And as a result, I was eating less as a response. And we even went through the process of developing a protocol about how I was going to respond to my dad and the things he would do and how he would react. And so I reached a point I thought we were good. And then I think it's been almost 2 years now. We're just a couple months shy of 2 years when I contacted Betsy again, because I could see huge life changes coming up. And I think I was in my 29th year or 30th year of teaching, trying to decide if I was going to retire. So here we're talking all those life stages that everybody was mentioned earlier. I had my third child getting ready to graduate. The fourth one, who has autism, was moving up to the high school and leaving what was a very safe environment, a lot of uncertainty. And then I had fully reached that sandwich generation where I was still raising my children, but my dad and my mother-in-law were moving that stage where it was becoming more of a caretaking role. And it has been huge. I mean, poor Betsy has heard me. I get on there and she's like, okay, what are we talking about? And it's like, brrr, and there it goes. I don't think she even gets to breathe or blink for about 5 or 10 minutes. And then she helps me just gain that perspective, take a breath, say things that I would probably never say to anyone in my immediate circle. And what we've developed over the course of those 2 years, or I feel like, is we have developed a relationship where we have learned each other's personalities and play on those strengths to make the coaching even stronger. Because you'll even say, look, I know you're that perfectionist. I know what you're thinking. And I'll say, okay, yeah, I am. And the length of time this time has, I believe, allowed that coaching to go to a deeper level, because you've learned me and what to tap into to pull more out of me. And
definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like this is a really great example of the benefits of private coaching, because we have been working together for so long that I know you, right, Deidre? Mm-hmm. I know you. This mm-hmm. isn't just a one-off coaching call, right? That you hear inside the membership. We really get to know each other, and I get to know your patterns, your thinking patterns, so that, you know, I can point them out to you even easier, because we've been working together for so long, or for a, you know, an extended period of time. And that's another really big benefit of private coaching. Yes. Is that, I mean, that, you know,
we
I'm
put,
your person, right? I know
yes,
you.
Yes, you are. We put my mother-in-law in the nursing home. We transitioned her this week from rehab to full. And I can 100% proud of how I showed up for myself, how I showed up for my family, my mother-in-law. And I just don't think I could have done that if I had not been working towards it with you for this time. And then I was like in Slack telling you, like, okay, look, here's all the things I did. I was like, yes.
Celebrating those wins, right? Celebrating yes. those wins. Amazing. Thank you so much, Deidre. We're going to move on to our next client, but I really appreciate you coming on. And it's a really great example of, you know, you've been through several life transitions throughout okay. our coaching together, and there will be more. So let's yeah. keep going. Thanks so much. All right. All right. Let's bring on Elizabeth next. Does anybody, coaches, y'all got any thoughts while we're bringing our next person on?
I think having a coach during life transitions is, I mean, it is, as a coach, I find it just personally gratifying to be able to be there and be that support as my clients are transitioning through different stages of life.
Yes, definitely. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Well,
doing well.
Yes, thanks so much for coming on. Tell us kind of about your success in private coaching and what you might tell someone who's maybe considering private coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. So my story is, I've been working with Judith for about 2 years. So I must have been one of your first clients. I don't think that I knew that, but late 2020, we've been together for a long time. And at that point, I had lost about 60 pounds and I was feeling stuck and I was looking to lose my last 10. And so over the course of this 2 years, I've actually lost 30 pounds with her. So I'm down a total of 90. And that is not my biggest success. I think it is worth mentioning, but what I've gotten from private coaching has been just leveling up across my whole life. I have changed so many things for the better. I've changed how I think about myself as a mom. So I have this amazing relationship with my daughter and I have better communication with my husband. We're connecting in a way that we never did earlier in our marriage. And I've started expressing my feelings. I do art. I paint instead of just trying to numb them out with food. I bargained for several big raises at work because I started to realize that I had worth and value. And by doing that, my husband was able to be a stay-at-home dad during the pandemic. So just all of these things across my life that are so much better than I ever gave myself a chance to imagine that they could be, I've gotten to by just, you know, little by little increments over the past couple of years. And when I was thinking back and reflecting, I joined OBS in May of 2020 and I did the future self exercise, right? And so I had this vision of what future Elizabeth was going to be and how she would behave and how her relationships would be with people in her life. And I'm there. I have gotten there. And I never would have thought that that was a thing that was in my reach, let alone in 2 years. That feels like no time. And I'm just confident that the work that I've done with Judith every week, you know, the fact that she knows me, she knows what my patterns are, she knows what questions to ask me, where to prompt me. She checks in with me when she knows I'm having a hard time. I know that she has been a crucial part of me getting to this place in my life that I'm so happy and confident with. So if I were going to tell anyone anything about private coaching, I would say it's amazing. If you can make it work in your life, it is a huge investment in yourself and future you will be so proud that you did. And practically speaking, my husband, I told him I was coming on here and he said what he would tell everyone is that if they're worried about the money, because that was my big thing when I started, was I don't know if I can afford this, tell them that it is worth every single penny. It pays for itself every day, both in our life, but then also, you know, when you don't feel like garbage about yourself, you can even get paid more money at work. So it literally pays for itself too.
Yes, I loved how you said it is absolutely an investment in yourself. And like you think about investments, right? You put money in, but you can get a whole lot more out. And I loved how you talked about just so many different areas of your life that have changed, you know, for the better. And maybe you started out with a goal of weight loss, but it's just become so much more.
Yeah, it's not about that. Like that was when I was thinking about my accomplishments in private coaching, that was an afterthought for me. And I said, oh, well, I guess that is a good number. I should mention that, but like, that's not the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only the beginning, right? Or just a small part.
Yeah.
Coach Judith is pretty awesome, isn't she?
She is. She really is.
Elizabeth's pretty awesome too. I'm going to tell you, she's a really good example of someone who doesn't wait for coaching to get the assignment. She is doing work on herself and pursuing. So Elizabeth is, just thank you for coming on and sharing. It's quite a story. And I have to say, can I tell the one thing about the one email? Elizabeth took a time off. It was just a couple of months. And, and she wrote an email back and she said, what I remember was, I've earned a big fat bonus and I want my coach Judith back. And like, I've earned myself a big fat no BS woman raise and I want my coach Judith back. That's what it was. Yeah. It was so good.
That was the first thing that I did after I had that conversation. I said, well, good. I want Judith back.
I remember when a client told me like, I'm in her budget, right? I'm a line in her budget.
Yay.
And that is because, you know, it's such an honor, right? Because it really is an investment in yourself and it's, you believe that you're worth it and you just get out so much, you know, so much when, you know, so much more than you put in. But I loved how you said, Judith, that, you know, that Elizabeth doesn't wait, right? And this is a thing where we're kind of getting into. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. I'm gonna go ahead and bring you back down. And then
can I tell you one more thing before we go? I had one more thought that just came to me. Yeah. So my daughter always likes to poke her head in and say hi to Judith. She loves, hi, Miss Judith. But the other big thing that I've noticed is a lot of the stuff that I'm doing for myself, I'm passing on to her. And so I can see, you know, in the way that she feels her feelings and the way that she lets other people be treated, I'm raising her in this way that she's going to grow up being an OBS woman. And so like the value on that, I think, is incalculable. She's 5 years old. I can't imagine what she's going to do when she's 34. Yeah. So that's all. You can put me down now.
Oh my gosh. I got chills. I love it. I love it. Amazing. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. I always say I meet kids, I meet dogs. I'm sure y'all get to meet all the pets and the kids during your coaching sessions. So we'll get Wanda up here. And then, I was going to talk about how, like, you know, is private coaching, are you right for private coaching or are you not right for private coaching? And one way that, and I'll show you all the website here in a minute, but we talk about this on the webpage, is that there's Miss Wanda. Like, private coaching is not right for you if you're not willing to show up and do the work, right? And show up and just be willing to be there and to really, you know, challenge yourself and things like that. Coaches, do y'all have anything to add to that? Like, it's, you know, it's a, you know, an all-in commitment, right?
Yeah, like that personal trainer, right? Like, you can show up at the gym and have a personal trainer, but if you don't do the workout, the benefit is probably going to be a little less than if you put in the work and if you're committed to do the work. And the, you know, we're all learners. If we're in OBS, we're all learners. And imagine, like, you are basically getting a PhD in yourself. Like, that's a great thing. And how Coach Judith's client, it passes along. It impacts the people around you too.
Yes.
You know, somewhere I learned this in coaching or through messaging, you know, this is generational work we're doing, right? We're changing our thoughts. We're changing our perspective on our mothers and our grandmothers, and we're setting up our future, our children and our grandchildren. Like, this is life-changing work.
Yes. Amazing. Amazing. All right. Wanda is going to take up the rear here and finish us out here. Hello there. How are you? And tell us about your work with Coach Julie, right? You're working with Coach Julie? Yes. Well, tell us all your successes.
Okay. I decided to hire a coach. Well, let me give you a little bit of background. I consider myself OG also. Yeah. I've been in no BS since April 2018. But this is the first time I started working with a coach. I've had experience with coaching prior to joining OBS. I had a coach and I was successful. I was able to lose 170 pounds, you know, having personal coaching. And since I've been in OBS, I've been doing well, but I never thought about, you know, hiring a coach. And then I just thought about it. I was like, well, you know, let me hire build my success team like I did prior when I was able to lose all of the weight before. So I signed up for coaching back in May, and I chose Coach Julie because I think she's a badass. I think all of the OBS coaches are amazing. But what made me asked for Coach Julie, because I just was inspired by hearing her story, how she's an active stair climber, you know, and you know, at the size that she is now, and that was really inspiring to me. So that's why I wanted to work with her. So I started working with her since August of this year, and it's been really great. I don't know if Julie realized that she does this, but she, each week, she really helps me love myself through the process, you know, because I have a lot of weight to lose. And sometimes I'm kind of hard on myself, but Julie, she always brings it back home to, you know, like allow me to see the beauty in myself. And I'm kind of hard on myself as far as I feel like I'm not doing enough. And she's always like cheerleading me and bringing me on, you know. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. So if someone were to ask you, Wanda, if they should do private coaching, what would you tell them?
I would say absolutely yes. Like you all said, it's an investment in yourself, but it's worth every penny of the investment in yourself.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much, Wanda.
Thank you.
I'm going to bring you back down, and we're going to get some of these questions answered real quick. I think we've got just enough time to do that. So what I'm going to do is share my screen real quick and give you all just kind of the information. A lot of y'all had questions about cost and just about how it works and all that kind of stuff. So we're just going to get into that right now. And then if you all have any questions after you leave today, maybe that didn't get answered, you can always email us at support@pnptribe.com. You can direct the message to me, and I'm glad to answer any questions y'all have about private coaching. So let's see here. Do you all see all of our beautiful coaches over here on our website? Yes. Okay. Thank y'all. All right. Well, let's just look at our private coaching website. This is at nobswomen.com. And this is over here. We've kind of changed up the menu a little bit over in the last couple of days. And Ask Coaches and Private Coaching are over here together. And so you just click on this and you will go down to Private Coaching. So this is where we are. So this is where you'll sign up and really get most of those questions answered that you ask about. But there's a brand spanking new hot off the presses video from Corinne that will give you a lot of information. And then a lot of what we talked about today, why would you want to do private coaching? There's privacy, right? It gives you that me time to really reset and refocus. It gives you all kinds of the kind of how private coaching works. Some of you all have asked about the weekly coaching calls. So you can have up to one 25-minute coaching call every week. And then we also have interaction in a messaging app called Slack. Most of y'all may have heard about that. That is where a lot of the magic happens inside private coaching. Coaches, y'all, what do y'all think about the Slack interaction kind of in between the coaching calls and how beneficial that is?
I think that is an amazing perk that you get because, you know, things come up in real time in real life. And so you get to jump in there anytime during the week. The coach will, you know, respond, help you think through it. You know, as soon as they can get back to you, it's just, I think that's something that it's priceless.
Yes, absolutely.
My clients share they use me like accountability. Like, can you check up on me on Wednesday and remind me if I did my workout? They'll share worksheets. What do you think about this discovery sheet? What do you think about this line? It's valuable.
Yes, I have a lot of clients who will send me their plans and assessments and discovery worksheets for accountability. And so all of their journaling, it really is what you make of it inside your Slack channel. You have a private Slack channel with your coach. So it's all totally just one-on-one with you and your coach. Here are all of our amazing coaches. And there have been some questions about working with a specific coach, and you can definitely request if you want to work with a specific coach. But I will tell you, there's more magic that happens when you just, let us kind of choose the right coach for you. Definitely if you're interested in working with a specific coach, you can indicate that. It's just not always guaranteed that they will have availability. You may have to wait for a while. We'll just talk about that, once you sign up. But all of our coaches are amazing. All of our coaches can coach on anything and everything. We've all done it. And so I really just think you're meant to get the coach that you're supposed to get. And so I just truly believe that. So all of our coaches are amazing. So let me kind of scroll down here a little bit more and see here. We've got some testimonials from some of our clients here. We've heard some from some of them today. And y'all, I just keep getting more and more testimonials about how awesome the coaching is. So here's what I was talking about who this is for and who this isn't. So it isn't for someone who insists they're different, and that's what makes it harder, and that they're not, ready for change or don't have the ability to change. We all have the ability to change. And so being open to that when you sign up for private coaching is so key. It's not for anyone who will quit after a few things don't go as planned. I work with my clients every single week on wins, and then I work with them on opportunities to learn and grow. And so you got to be open to making mistakes and not being perfect to get what you want in life. And anyone who feels private coaching is the only answer, this is the key, y'all, right? Where you are the answer. We aren't your savior. We're not your guru. We're not your, you know, your life changer. You change your life, and we help you see that and help guide you towards that. We just help you find your own answers. I just love that. All right. So the details, some of y'all were asking about the cost. The cost is $14.97 for your initial 3-month commitment to private coaching. We ask that all of our new clients commit to 3 months of private coaching. And I know y'all are probably all the same coaches where after 3 months, we're just getting started with our clients, right? And so most of our clients work with us for at least 6 or 8 months. And again, longer, right? I have clients that have been with me for several years now. And so, like I said, I really truly believe that I will always want to work with a coach for the rest of my life. And so we will work with clients for as long as they want to work with us. And so after the initial 3 months, it is $4.97 a month. And so that is the cost. And so be 100% sure you are ready to work. So I also wanted to show y'all a couple of other benefits of private coaching. This is our private coaching one-on-one Facebook group. And this is an amazing resource that we have for just our private coaching clients. Y'all are the only ones that are in here. So it's a great way to crowdsource ideas. It's a great way to maybe reach out and find an accountability group. It's just a great little community within the No BS community that is a great little perk of private coaching. And then finally, our private coaching newsletter. How awesome is this, y'all? You know, coaches. This comes out every 2 weeks. It is only for private coaching clients. And it's just our amazing coach, Yesenia, writes the newsletter every 2 weeks. And there's always a coach's nugget. And so that is a little audio that one of the coaches will do every 2 weeks. And we talk about what we're working on, maybe some sort of podcast that we listen to. This most recent one, Coach Yesenia talked about her journey to lose her last 5 pounds. And I listened to it and it was amazing. And I got all kinds of ideas from it and just motivation and inspiration from it. And so this is another amazing thing. We also have like a little success story in here. So this is Yasmin, who's our amazing content creator and on our team. And so this is just another really amazing perk that you get inside private coaching. And so last thing, just wanted to kind of give you all a quick overview of No BS Private Coaching and just really determine if it's right for you. Weekly one-on-one calls with your coach. Daily interaction with your coach via Slack. Private coaching Facebook group, coaching newsletter. And then we also do like each one of the coaches will kind of send a message every week within Slack for our clients. And so, you know, there's just all kinds of fun interaction with your coach inside that Slack group. And then you just get next level results with private coaching, just faster, you know, just life-changing results inside private coaching. So $14.97 for 3 months, $4.97 thereafter, and you can cancel anytime. So that is what I have got. Coaches, do y'all have anything else to add before we get out of here? I've got a coaching call in 1 minute with one of my private clients. Anything?
I think it's just, you know, that whole team effort. We are dedicated to you. That's what you'll get. You'll get our dedication, you know, trust, the private factor. And then all of us, like we all speak with each other. So it's not like you just get one coach. You get all of us, really.
Yes. 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 What else? Judith and Shannon, just kind of like closing words. I think my client is on this call, so she knows I might be a couple minutes late. So we're good, I think. I see her on here.
I would say there's some questions in the Q&A. So I think we answered most of them, but just in case, go to Ask Coaches or write into support if you need more, if you didn't get your question answered. But I would also say, piggybacking on what you said, I have found that every client I got, whether they requested me or not, is the client for me. Like it has been amazing to watch the relationship build and like the connection. I don't know. It's kind of interesting how that happens. So just trust the process in that.
Well, 100% what Shannon said, you know, trust the process. If it, and like going back to, if you're questioning if private coaching is for you, I'm thinking the answer is yes. And just kind of, what are you waiting on? You know, if this seems right for you, trust the process.
And someone did ask, is there availability right now? Yes, there is definitely availability right now, or a short wait list, not too long, and you will get started with a coach. So I just really encourage you all to consider private coaching. And if you have any further questions, just don't hesitate to ask coaches or to ask in support at pnptribe.com, and we will get those questions answered for you. All right. It's been so fun, y'all. Thank you so much for being here today. And let's get out of here and keep coaching. All right. All right. Take care. Bye.